Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is promising fair and sustainable funding for all public schools in Boston, not just charter schools. Those remarks during his State of the City address last night came as teachers and parents protested outside a packed Symphony Hall where Walsh was speaking. The protesters say the mayor is favoring charter schools over district schools. Walsh is also touting the city's progress on crime and is promising to make sure the working class can still call Boston home. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the speech.
Mayor Walsh says the city is the safest it's been since 1999.
Violent crime and property crime went down for a second straight year, and homicides fell to a 16-year low.
After the speech, Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins said he would have liked to have heard more about resources for substance abuse and mental health programs to keep people out of jail.
There are a lot of people that are in my facility that should be in a substance abuse bed or mental health bed.
Walsh's speech came a week after General Electric announced that it would move its global headquarters to Boston. GE is expected to land in the booming Seaport District.
It's a magnet for talent and investment that will direct towards our shared goals in opportunity and community and education.
Walsh called the Boston Public Schools his priority, and he promised to increase funding for the schools.
Public schools are under attack. What do we do? SOS?
That message was lost on protesters outside Symphony Hall who marched against what they see as Walsh's focus on charter schools at the expense of other public schools. Protesters such as Crystal McClure of Dorchester.
Mayor Marty Walsh needs to pay more attention and give more funding to Boston Public Schools, not keep building more charter schools and other programs. Fund our Boston Public Schools.
Last night, Walsh denounced what he called adults pitting schools against one another.
Tonight, I'm calling on everyone to come together to back all our children, all our teachers, and all our schools. That means fair and sustainable funding for both district and charter schools.
In an effort to help average Bostonians stay in their communities in the face of soaring housing prices, Walsh announced the creation of an Office of Housing Stability.
It's going to develop resources for tenants, incentives for landlords who do the right thing, and partnerships with developers to keep more of our housing stock affordable.
The mayor spoke of economic inequality in Boston and said he wants to empower workers in the city. He touted a city apprenticeship program that includes on-the-job training and education for low-income workers. And he asked employers to join with workers in exploring the possibility of creating a minimum wage in the city of $15 an hour. Last year, Walsh announced his intention to steer development around the Orange Line in Jamaica Plain and the Red Line in South Boston. Last night, he announced that Dudley Square in Roxbury and Glover's Corner in Dorchester would see similar transit-oriented development. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.